Cities across the U.S. increasingly are addressing urban blight with bulldozers and backhoes. Yesterday, Philadelphia announced one of the nation's most ambitious plans to level abandoned buildings, clear junk-filled lots, and prepare land for redevelopment. From member station WHYY, Fred Mogul reports.
17 months ago, as an election stunt, mayoral candidate John Street climbed into an earth mover and helped tear down a burnt-out row house in North Philadelphia's Juniata neighborhood. Street said if elected, he would invest $250 million to revitalize Philadelphia, and ever since, residents and neighborhood activists have been clamoring for the freshman mayor to fulfill his campaign pledge. Street took a step in that direction yesterday, giving the city a glossy 112-page prescription for reversing decay.
It is the cornerstone of what we do in this city over the course of the next 6.5, 7 years. It is critical to our success. This is a program without which we believe we will have a dark and dim future in our city.
The plan proposes to clean 31,000 vacant lots in the first year and demolish 14,000 abandoned buildings over the next five, a scale and timetable more aggressive than any other blight-fighting city in America. After a PowerPoint presentation, Street led reporters on a 2-hour-long bus tour of Philadelphia. Street played tour guide, talking into a PA system and cracking jokes. He pointed out gleaming new housing units among crumbling shells and spoke hopefully about the future of toppled public housing projects. The media caravan at times snaked its way through narrow streets lined with long-neglected row houses, some boarded over and others exposed to the elements. And Street admitted he had no idea why some blocks seemed to have fallen off an economic cliff.
I'm not sure why it happened. A lot of it had to do with the housing stock, the rate of the housing stock, the size of the housing stock, the rate of home ownership, kind of investment opportunities that were made.
To Street's earlier $250 million promise, the new plan adds about $1.4 billion in state and federal funds. But the Street plan is vague in many regards. For instance, it promises to reform large parts of city government, but does not say which ones. And it declines to estimate how many people might be dislocated by demolition. Some neighborhood activists, including the Reverend Don Graff of the Eastern Philadelphia Organizing Project, question whether the Street Administration's emphasis on demolition goes to the heart of what really causes urban poverty and abandonment.
Just tearing it down doesn't do anything. You have to have a plan for development and resources to come in. I understand that's part of the mayor's plan, but that doesn't seem as spelled out as the demolition part does.
The federal government has helped demolish or sell some 63,000 public properties since 1993. And city governments, for instance in Detroit, Cleveland, and St. Louis, have toppled tens of thousands more units, opening countless acres for redevelopment. But real estate consultant Diane Suchman says the financial risks are so high that developers have been reluctant to pioneer many of these newly plowed urban prairies.
Developers will follow markets. If they don't think that there's a market, then it's going to be very hard to attract them. There are experiences in cities around the country where housing has been developed or rehabilitated and no one has ever lived there because there is no market for it. And that's, you know, that's kind of terrifying.
Back in Juniata, where Candidate Street once played Demolition Man, the cleared lot holds a modest garden, albeit one that could use a little spring cleanup. Though it is a pleasant space, many residents still feel the block is becoming a little less safe and stable than it used to be. Even the stalwart block captain, who oversaw the garden's planting and weeding, has moved away. The Philadelphia City Council will begin discussing the blight plan today. It will probably be months before the council reaches a conclusion. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in Philadelphia.